the Pharisees decided early on that they would not accept Jesus. And the Lord here in the gospel today tells them it's not because there's any testimony to me that's lacking. He goes through a beautiful list of those who bear witness to him and to his who he really is. He begins with John. He says, John testified on my behalf, and he was a burning and shining lamp, but you didn't accept the witness of John, who pointed and said, behold, the Lamb of God, this is the one that I told you would be coming after me. And Jesus says, the works that I do testify on my behalf, the miracles, but they ignore the miracles. And then he says, the Father himself has testified on my behalf. The voice of the Father speaking out at his baptism is what we can have in mind there. And then he says, the scriptures themselves, this fourth witness, that the scriptures themselves testify on my behalf. All of that, but Jesus says, none of that makes a difference because you do not want to come to me and have life. And so we all know kind of what this is like, where we at a deeper level in our heart we've just decided to close the door to something. I mean, in day-to-day life it could be to another person or to a situation, even though we know that there are good reasons to open our hearts to whatever it might be. We know what it feels like when deep down, if we're honest with ourselves, when we've just shut our heart down. That is what the Lord is bringing before them today in the gospel. And so, as we're moving deeper into Lent now, to ask the Lord for that grace, just to be honest with ourselves, to be honest in our heart with ourselves and before the Lord. And this is one of the, for those of you that are taking part in our Lenten exercises, this is the hard part. This is what it gets us down to, that real honest recognition of, Lord, where is my heart open to you and where is it not? And for those of you that have really been digging into it, keep going on that. Nobody generally likes it when, like Jesus does today, he's just holding up a mirror before the Pharisees and the religious leaders, and he's just showing them what they're up to. And most of us don't really welcome that. But he does it with love for them. The Lord does it with love for us. And so to ask the Lord for that grace, Lord, wherever I'm resisting you and wherever I've come up with my own reasons that are not really legit to resist you, I give you permission to show those areas to me and to tear them down, that your life can find a welcome home in my heart. And again, for those that are going through the Lenten exercises, keep going with this. Let's pray for the grace to not be afraid to let the Lord keep showing us what's going on. We're through that deeper part of it. We're in the place now of the exercises where the Lord can say, I've shown you that, but here are the good things, those good virtues to build up, the habits of doing good that will overcome those other things that have held you back from loving. And so let's pray and ask the Lord for that grace here today. In regard to the Lenten exercises, I think, I know it'll be a little kind of last minute, but on Sunday Eve, this coming Sunday evening, I'll do it online just to make it a bit easier, but we'll just offer an opportunity to do a little bit of a check-in for those that are interested. I'll try to work it out so that one way or the other, either just by way of comments through our live stream service, or I'll figure out how to do it, but for those of you that want to check in but might have some specific questions or comments or things that have come up, try to make a way for you to be able to to share that back so we can talk through some of that to help you make the most of our Lenten exercises. This morning, we have a funeral mass at 10 a.m. for James Ryan, Sr. And so after mass, we'll conclude mass like we normally do with the final blessing, the St. Michael prayer, and we'll begin adoration directly in the oratory to allow us to get ready for the funeral mass. Thank you.